Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the guests on this segment are not necessarily the views or opinions of the 22days.com radio network.
Hello?
Welcome to 22days.com radio network, the most comprehensive and advanced personal development platform for success.
Broadcasting to the world, around the world, delivering to you the most valuable sources of information for the brain, body, and soul. This is the 22days.com radio network. And good evening around the world. This is Logan with the Brain, Body, and Soul 22days.com radio network. And I do appreciate you joining in tonight for another segment on the brain tonight with the connection of the body and the soul. But mainly the topic is on the brain because this topic, one of my favorites, of course, is the truth in your life. Are you speaking the truth? The interesting part of the human being, the brain, the soul, is that we're set up with a, what I call a default system. Other people refer to it as such as well. But that default system, if not properly applied in your life, ends up resorting to basically what people commonly refer to as automatic pilot syndrome. So this segment tonight, really, we're going to get into is really the things in your mind, the things that are programmed into your brain. That is really how you're living your life vicariously, and is really the things that you believe the truth in life. And I'm going to point out to you that in your life, indeed, it is the truth. In my life, in your friend's life, in your family's life, everything in your life is really the truth. But if you really have to compare apples to apples, is it really the truth? Now, it's kind of interesting. It's not a play on words there either. Because really, the truth in your life is the truth in your life. But we want to really dig a little bit deeper and kind of elaborate on that, because I know it sounds kind of, like I said, a play on words there. But this definitely is something that is an important aspect of your life, because what you believe the actual truth to be will actually progress out through the physical reality of your life, even if it isn't the actual truth in the matter. Even if it isn't the truth, it will still portray itself out through your physical body in your life. Now, I stated in the conversation topics that each and every one of us have the ability to play the game of life to receive prosperity and abundance in whichever defining moment you would call that. But there are rules, regulations, and principles that all of us can follow. And if we do not do so, if we don't know the laws and principles, obviously you can't follow them. But more importantly, when you understand the rules and principles, you then have the power to really start living out the truth in your life. Because a lot of people, from what I've seen, and I'm just as guilty to blame, I don't, like I said, I always say that I'm not immune to any of this kind of stuff. It's been a long journey for myself, and I still continue on the journey. Just like you. But in reality, I lived my life of ignorance for so long. Perhaps you may agree with that notion in your life. The interesting part of all of this is that we never stop learning, of course. And it's interesting to note that when we do find something to overtake the truths that we believe are the truths, our ego will kick and scream and fight to push that truth away. It does not want to relinquish what it has learned, because reality is all a matter of survival. That's the reason why we look both ways when we cross the street. So really, the belief systems that you hold are the truths in your life, whether or not they're right in my life, they're right in your life. So it has no bearing on what anybody else thinks. What's most important, and the only thing that's important really, is in your life. Unless, of course, you're trying to impress somebody, then you may go against your better judgment on some things. But that's something that we're not going to get into. So life really works according to principle and physical law, as I was saying. I mean, if it didn't, you couldn't fly an airplane. There wouldn't be any gravity. There wouldn't be anything as electricity. And the more common 1 plus 1 equals 2 wouldn't actually exist. So there are principles and physical laws. And the laws of the universe that govern us entirely are totally dependable. They cannot be manipulated. We think we can manipulate them, but we cannot. Now, universal law is not only dependable, but it's unchangeable. Can't manipulate it, can't change it. You can depend on it, and you can rest assured that it will work every single time. In essence, the universe, God, if you're into theology, if you want to call it that, I do, will never let you down. Doesn't care how old you are, what the color of your skin is, your eye color, how tall you are. It has no bearing on that. There is no discrepancies when it comes to the power that it gives you. It's very neutral. And that power is directed from your belief systems, your own ideas that you conjured up and learned, and that you accepted. Now, if we digress just for 1 second here, we all know the mind has two parts. It has the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind, as we know, controls over 90 to 95% of our lives. If it didn't, we wouldn't get anything done. We'd have to learn everything over and over and over again. Just making a cup of coffee or walking the dog would take us quite a bit of time if we had to learn that same task every single day. So we know that the subconscious mind is so powerful. But the conscious mind is really where it starts, because that is what they describe as the watchman of the gate. Nothing gets through into the subconscious mind without you making the decision whether or not you want to let it in. And that's really what it's all about. Your truths or your beliefs that make up your life started somewhere. The origination of those truths and beliefs started with either somebody telling you a story and you bought it, someone giving you their opinion and you bought it, someone giving you a piece of logic and you bought it, or just the other opposite polarity, you rejected it. There really isn't any in-between area. You can say, well, that's kind of a gray area maybe, but in reality, you will side with it on a higher percentage on either one of those sides, which would then make it either an accepted belief or a rejected belief. So what I'm basically saying is that your word is the law in the universe. This physical reality that you live in, along with everybody else, is really your law. And again, you need to know the laws. Without an understanding of the laws, through ignorance, you can't create what you want. And again, subconscious mind runs 90-95% of our physical reality. So if we're not consciously aware of what's going on, guess what's running the show? Automatic pilot syndrome. The fundamental law to which all laws conform to comes down to the law of cause and effect. And the law of cause and effect says that the effect or result of any situation must be equal to the cause. Now, the cause is always that idea or belief that you bought into or you rejected. Now, another way of describing it is an example of, you know, sowing and reaping, the karma effect, action and reaction. And if we want to pretty much make a statement, we can say, my ideas are created into my results. Now, again, the universe doesn't side with anything. It's neutral. So the law of cause and effect, it's impersonal. Just like the wind, just like the rain, just like sunshine. If you're standing in the sun, you get the warmth and the healing benefits of the sun's rays. If you're in the darkness or the shade, the sun's not going to shine on you. There's nothing impartial about that. You have to understand, if you are not standing in the sun, who moved you into the shade? Who moved you into that area? You did. You made that choice. So it goes with the fact of the truth is that we stand in areas in our life by choice. And sometimes that choice, many times that choice, is due to ignorance. Because we don't know. Or we just accept something that we really didn't look into very much. And as we know, the majority of our makeup in our lives is built from our childhood, between the ages of 2 and 14. I've studied this aspect of life quite extensively. Study that. I would encourage you highly to do so. It's a really interesting topic. Brain frequencies and the makeup of our human psyche is built from between the ages of 2 and 14. There's another topic called behaviorism. It's an interesting topic. But that really is the makeup of you. Your belief systems, the things that you think are the truth or you reject things or accept them, they all were built in when you were a child. The experiences, mommy said this, daddy said that, your teacher said don't do this. You bought into a lot of the things that you really probably didn't pay any attention to. So again, is what you believe really the truth that comes out of your mouth? Because you don't have to say anything, by the way. Let's back it up and peel the onion all the way back to what is the effect, what is the cause of your speaking or barking? It's your thoughts. Thoughts create. Manifestation of thoughts are either physicalness or in the form of English language or something similar. So again, the law of cause and effect, it's impersonal. That's why we see so many people who are basically are good people and they have so many problems and nightmares and disharmony in their lives. Somewhere in their life, that particular person has misused or misunderstood this law. Doesn't mean that they're a bad person. Doesn't mean they're not loving. Doesn't mean a lot of things. But it means that through ignorance or misunderstanding, that person, which is you and me and everybody else that we surround ourselves with, they have misused the law. To give you an example, if a bridge falls down, we cannot say that the law of gravity is broken. That is another law, the universal principles, gravity. No one's been able to defy that just yet. I believe it could be possible, but no one's been able to. So if a bridge falls down, we can't say that through the laws of gravity, they're incorrect. There's no manipulation of that. So it's the same thing with us. Our belief systems, many of those belief systems are through ignorance or misunderstanding by misusing this law. So misunderstanding of gravity or its function, it may not kill you, but it will happen. And it doesn't matter if you're a good or bad person. It's impersonal on that. It's impartial to that law. Now, the universe is like a river, really. The river just keeps on flowing. Doesn't care whether or not you're having a good day or a bad day. It'll just keep flowing. You can look at it all day long and you can change your mind up and down, left and right. It's going to keep flowing. That's exactly how the universe is in its laws and principles. Doesn't matter what kind of mood you're in or what you believe, it's still going to do its duties. The sun will still the sun will rise and set. The moon will come out on a clear day. And so, you know, again, the river keeps flowing here. No matter what we want to believe or think or how we want to feel, Some people go down the river and they're happy. The river just keeps flowing. Some people go down it and they're sad, and the river just keeps flowing. I want to stress that, because really these universal principles are the key element here. Now, the universe can either support us or destroy us. But it's our interpretation and the use of the laws that determine our effects or our results in the life that we live. And really, because we're transmission receiving stations of energy, we can only receive what our minds are capable of accepting. I will repeat that. We can only receive what our brains, our minds, are capable of accepting. If you just flat out refuse anything new to come into your life pertaining to a certain topic, like, let's say, you know, 9/11. I believe it was a conspiracy. I believe our government was behind that. Based upon the logic and the education that I have, that I've been presented to me, that's the conclusion I've come to. My mind has conditioned and accepted at this point. And it would take a hell of a lot to change my mind at this point. There's a lot of beliefs in your mind that it would take a hell of a lot for that to change. But really, the best things that we can do are really be open to so many things and allow new things to come our way and base ourselves upon those new things coming in. Now, we can go down to this river of life with a tablespoon, and someone else may go down with a bucket. Someone may go down with a teacup. But no matter what I scoop out, if I got the teacup, you got the tablespoon, someone's got the bucket, or whoever goes down and scoops it out, does not matter as far as taking from the abundance of that river, because it's not going to make a dent on it. You go scoop a bucket of water out of the sea, it's not even going to make any change in that sea, because there's always an abundance of nature. It's always waiting. Our consciousness, our ideas, our frames of reference, and our belief systems, they will determine whether we go to the river of life with a teaspoon, tablespoon, a cup, a bucket. What do you want to accept or receive in your life? Are you very closed-minded? Do you want to continue to learn? It's all about cause and effect. Really, it is. What you believe is the truth in your life. And if you're closed off and you're not allowing anything else to come into your life, then really that's what you're putting out there. That's exactly what you're going to get back. Now, I spoke earlier in the segment here about the default system. Our default system is based upon the principles of what we were born into coming into this world. When you came into this world, you were nothing but a ball of love. And the only thing that you were looking to do is receive love. You didn't know what evil was in the terminologies of evil. You didn't know what badness was or goodness was. You didn't know what a fire hydrant was. You didn't know what grass was until you experience it for the first time. And then you build up on that. It goes really deep when you think about these principles. And what we end up doing is we muddy that love in our lives. We muddy it. You know, I often say the first relationship you ever got into had the least amount of problems. It may have had a lot of problems, but think about it. You didn't even know what to expect when they came into your lives. The only thing you did is you connected with another person and you tried to make that work based upon, you know, the art of survival, really. But if you've never been cheated on before, how can you really look for cheating? Well, someone educated you on it, which then again, something you accepted and you believed as the truth. And now that is an absolute certainty, well, I shouldn't say certainty, it's an absolute possibility that it can come into your life. But if you don't know what you're looking for, I mean, that's why they say ignorance is bliss. That's exactly what that means. If you don't know something, you don't know what to even expect. That's really the way that ignorance is bliss only plays dividends on your life, is when you don't know when it's going to come. So really, when you don't know when something bad's going to come, that's really, in my opinion, that's really the only time when I feel that ignorance is bliss, is during that time. So our beliefs, they end up becoming limitations. Because again, our default system, we're pure white love when we come into this world. And our default system does not know anything. We have to learn everything. Everything that you are, your whole makeup is all learned. And then we have our created default system. Because if you actually have had a relationship with somebody else, in an intimate relationship, and there was some infidelity, well, guess what? Now you have the belief system of infidelity. And the next relationship that you get in after that one, more than likely, from what I've seen and read and felt myself, you're going to look for signs of cheating. Why? Because now you know it's there. You know it's there. All of our experiences have led us to believe certain things about ourselves. Whether these things are true or not real, it doesn't matter. Because if we accept them as true, then they are true for us. And if we speak our word long enough, it becomes law in our world, in the universe that we all reside upon. And if you pronounce your limitations vigorously enough, they're yours. Whether your beliefs are true or totally not true, if you accept those beliefs, then that is what your life will be about. Because once we have accepted an idea, it's this idea, and the time comes when there's nothing that can stop it. If we've accepted an idea of lack and limitation, by God, that's what's going to show up. It's an idea where it will show up sooner or later, if that's really what our predominant thoughts are. Just think about what you say on a day-to-day basis, and remember, peeling back the onion, it doesn't even matter if you speak it. If you're thinking it, that's exactly what it means in speaking it. It's just in the form of a different vibration. That's it, just in a different form of vibration, just like water and ice and steam. They're all masses of energy and different forms of vibration. Still liquid. Liquid into a solid, into a gas. Different forms of a vibration. Same thing with thoughts and speaking something. It's the same thing, just in a different form of a vibration. So just remember that. The belief systems that you have, if you keep thinking and conjuring them up over and over and over, repetition, 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 that is what will become of your life. So really, it is the truth in your life, but is it the way of the world? Is it the way of prosperity and abundance or whichever way you're going in life? Now, there's nothing we can do but change our minds based upon the belief systems that we've adopted or we accepted or rejected. Put an orange seed in the dirt or an apple seed in the dirt, and it has the means to grow with sunlight and water, it's going to grow. If you plant an orange seed, you'll get an orange. You're not going to get an apple out of an orange seed. The orange seed's not going to change its mind and become an apple because it thinks that an apple is better for you. The soil is going to give you exactly what you plant. And that's the same thing with our lives. And that's why I say, you know, you better damn well be sure that you are consciously aware of what's going on in your life, not living in automatic pilot syndrome, because that's the majority of people's lives, automatic pilot. And when you're on automatic pilot, you don't do any thinking. How can you change the seeds that you plant, which the mental seeds? That's the same thing as the analogy of planting an orange seed in the ground. If you think bad thoughts, you're not going to get good things from it. An orange seed, you're not going to get an apple. It's the same exact thing. So you have to look at the beliefs that form the groundwork of your life. We are exactly full of beliefs that we've collected over the years that we've lived here. The ideas, the opinions, all this conditioning. And we're so easy and quick to defend our beliefs, no matter if they're right or wrong. Or I should say wrong or right. we will be so quick to defend them. Why? Why are we so quick to defend our beliefs? Because it's survival. No one wants to be wrong. It's ingrained in our survival. We are so full of what we know that when we're challenged, we dig our heels right into the ground. And they'll be like, and we're like, no, don't tell me anything new. I already know what I believe in my life. I got my belief system down. Don't try to change me. How many times have we heard that? And you may not even say that, but you're like, this person's wacko. They don't even know what they're talking about. And then the funny thing is that sometimes we end up reading an article or we end up coming across somebody that we do trust and they say the same things and you're thinking in your mind, man, that's exactly what that guy or girl said before. They were really right. And you're not going to go call that person on the phone and say, hey, guess what? You were right. Often that ain't going to happen, but you'll be thinking it. That's why it's so good to be open to things. It's okay to dig your heels in and have your belief systems. I have mine. And guess what? In my world, I'm right. Living in your world, which I could be wrong. But it doesn't matter because I'm right. And you're right. And really, the acceptance of myself that I've come to is I believe there's not one wrong person walking this planet. Not one. Everybody's right. And that's why we have so many, over 9,000 religions, and we have all these wars going on, because everybody wants to be right. No one wants to say they're wrong or I made a mistake. It's very rare that that happens. And it's all based upon programming, your conditioning. So we live with a set of beliefs, and we call them with names, religion, politics, or this is who I am. A set of beliefs about the kind of people that we like or we don't like, about anything in life. And again, many of the things that we believe that are all gathered from our past experiences through groups of people, customs, environments, and habits, they're not even true. But they're the things that we've imagined to be true out of the need to survive. Your need to survive. And the will to survive and the desire for certainty are so strong that we will create rules around this about the nature of life and watch it unfold. And these rules become beliefs, but they can also become limitations. So we have to break through these mistaken beliefs. Because if not, we're stuck with ignorance all the time. Ignorance is a killer, and we're all ignorant. We're all ignorant. But when we're open to ideas and we're open to what other people say, that gives us some power because, you know, I've always used affirmations for the longest time now, ever since I've discovered them, auto-suggestion, and I would recommend highly you do the same thing as well. It's very powerful and it does work. And one of them that I've adopted is everything I need to know comes to me. And I say it often. So I have it memorized. Think about that. Now, if you believe that it's going to everything you need to know comes to you, well, everything you need will come to you. And guess what? It has. I've gotten so many amazing books and things that people have recommended that I've gotten. And I'm like, wow, that was just amazing. I'm so glad I listened to that or watched that or heard that. And maybe you're falling into the same situation. But try practicing that affirmation. Everything I need to know comes to me. It's an amazing one. But we have to break through these mistaken beliefs. We have a lot of them. Now, we can only be successful to the degree that we're willing to shed away these mistaken beliefs. We have to be open to accepting new ideas. Now, when we experience any kind of disharmony or discord or sickness or failure or lack or what have you, it's often because of the limitations in our own mind. And the crazy part is even if our lives aren't working in certain areas, we're still afraid to change them. We would rather be discomforting in our lives. We would rather have discord and disharmony than change because we're too afraid to take a risk and see what's on the other side. We are locked into this comfort zone, no matter how sabotaged it is, how self-destructive it may be. Now, the only way really to get out of this comfort zone and to be free of any of these limitations or problems that we have is we got to get uncomfortable. And believe me, it sucks sometimes. I know exactly how it feels. You know, I personally have a tough time with procrastination. I'm very set in a lot of my ways. I'm comfortable with my own life. But you got to get uncomfortable to experience new things. And next thing you know, whammo, something great comes along in your life. And you never would have experienced it and said, wow, this is amazing, unless you got out of your comfort zone. We can only experience this freedom, this newfound freedom, in direct proportion to the amount of truth that we're willing to accept without running in the opposite direction. We have to stop kidding ourselves. Can't be blaming other people, and you can't be really turning your back on unpleasant decisions. You got to start facing the truth and realize that we may have accepted unworkable beliefs through the means of other people's opinions or what we've read in a magazine. You know, most of the stuff that I see online now, I just have a hard time believing it. I don't know about you, but the things that I see online today, so I'm online quite a bit, on social media, you just don't even know if the story's true or not. There's so many people trying to bamboozle you or trying to market you some way or program you. And guess what? It's been going on your entire life. The only way you can set yourself free from it is to really open yourself up and do various things. You know, one of my favorite all-time movies is Yes Man with Jim Carrey. And the reason why I love the movie so much is because here's the story of a guy who kept saying no to everything. And then one day he discovers saying yes to everything. And, man, he learns all these different things, learns how to speak Korean, learns how to play the guitar, and really gathers up this amazing congregation of friends. And without that change of spirit in his life, he never would have become this prolific person that he ended up becoming in the end. It was just a great story and a lot of humor and fun in it at the same time. But what a great movie. I love that movie. The whole story is based around that. It's like giving up the no and turning it into the yes. Taking action. Now, right thinking, which is based in truth and not illusioned, is the foundation that will determine the solidity of all other thinking that you have. Positive thinking, negative thinking, they're both filtered through our belief systems. Both of them. But the difference is right thinking comes from being aware of the truth or the reality of any situation. That's the difference. Now, if you're into theology, Jesus said in the Bible so eloquently, speak the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amazing quote. What does that mean to you? Speak the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, again, everything that is the makeup of you is the truth of your life. Everything you say or think is the truth of your life. That is you. That is you. That's the real truth. So what is freedom to you? A lot of people like living in a prison. That is freedom to them because that's their comfort zone. We talked about that. Even if it's self-destructive, they'd still rather be in that self-destructive mode because they're too afraid to go out and try something different. You always want to seek to know the truth about any situation in which you're involved, don't you? You got to look behind your present belief system. Behind it. Go behind it. Instead of just staring it in the face, look beyond it, behind it. And you got to ask your higher self, your spiritual self, what is the truth about this? Really, what is the truth that's making me want to hold on to this? And you know, the crazy thing is that's why meditation is so amazing, because when you tap into that higher self, it will always reveal the truth to you, only if you're ready to hear it. And that's why we have to be open to these suggestions. That's why this topic is so amazing. Because the truth is really your belief systems. It's the makeup of your life. But in order for you to change your life, you have to go out on a limb and you have to really take a look at what your present conditions are and why you believe the things you do. When you act upon the truth, you're using right thinking, the real truth, which again is the truth in your life. Again, it's not a matter of you being good or bad, positive or negative. It's just a matter of simply being yourself. And when you're leaning towards being yourself, it means that you're allowing your higher self, your spiritual self, to reveal the truth to you in every situation you're involved in, and those situations will resolve themselves perfectly. Your spiritual self doesn't have any imperfections. It's your physicalness that has the imperfections. Remember, when you came into this world as a child, you had no blemishes. Maybe physical blemishes you did, but not spiritual blemishes. Now, I know there would be some people that may not agree with me on that, and they're entitled to do that. But when you step back beyond the belief systems that you have, that's the truth that'll set you free. That's the law of cause and effect in total action. So, where's the starting point of success for us? Now, the aim of all great gurus for thousands and thousands of years was, their job was to awaken us to the fact that we can create our own reality. More importantly, we're responsible for everything that happens in our lives. Good, the bad, the ugly, we're responsible for that. We create our own reality based upon what we believe is truth. If we believe that someone or something outside of ourselves is the cause of our problem, we're always going to look outside of ourselves for the solution. Think about that statement. If we believe that someone or something outside of our lives, cause of the problem or the disharmony that we're experiencing, we're always going to look outside of ourselves for the solution. That's where it's at. That's where it's got to be. But really, that's not it. Because in order to find the true answers to our problems, that we call problems, we got to start looking at ourselves on the inside, within. That's the new way. See, this world's got it twisted. This world is trying to teach us that happiness and change is on the outside. Get the bigger house, buy the new car, the new smell of leather. Dump the old and, you know, get a new girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife. That's why the divorce rate's so high. Nobody wants to work on anything. They just want to wipe the slate clean and start over from scratch. They don't want to work on themselves. They would rather get into the honeymoon stage again. That's the great stage when you're in a relationship, the honeymoon stage. Everybody likes that stage. There really isn't any problems when that stage is on. We don't want to fix ourselves. We don't have to in the honeymoon stage. Everything's fine and dandy. Life is so peachy keen when you're in the honeymoon stage. Now, the outer world is in many ways a reproduction of our inner world. It's a hologram. You got to realize this. People that you know have problems, and either they just want to keep complaining about them, or they want to blame somebody else for them. I've been one of those people. I can openly and honestly admit to everyone listening that I've been one of those types of people. I didn't want to take the responsibility of my problems. Just wanted to blame everybody else. Didn't want to look on the inside. And it took a catastrophic event in my life for me to finally wake up and realize that I needed to look at the inside of myself. No amount of determination, no amount of willpower, inspiration or motivation is going to solve any problems that you have or anybody else has if they keep looking on the outside, the physicalness, for the answer. It's not on the outside. It's amazing. You know, the gym right now, I go to the gym. I'm an active person in the gym. It's a habit. I love it. Makes me feel good. But, you know, I'm go there now. It's packed there right now. You can't, if you're going during prime time, maybe you're going to the gym too, you know what I'm talking about. It's crazy packed in the gym right now. And then, you know, give it 4 or 5 months and it'll fizzle out. It won't be as packed anymore. Why? Well, people just end up getting stuck in their old habits again. they have this New Year's resolution around this time, of course. I want to look better in the mirror. Or I don't like the way I look. Or they think that that's the problem. But it's not. Now, I'm not saying that going to the gym is not something that's good, of course. But my whole principle and basis on this is that people spend an awful amount of time working on their physicalness. But if they take that same amount of time and they flip it on the inside, working on the interior of themselves, their lives would become so much more prolific. That's why, you know, if you've followed any of my posts or, you know, my 22days.com, I call it exercising your mind. A lot of people exercise the physical body. They think that's where the solution is. Nothing wrong with looking good or feeling good. But that's people latch on to that, thinking that they're going to fix it. Like, if I look better, if I lose 20 pounds or 30 pounds, well, then I'll be able to find my soulmate. That's just not it. That's not the answer. You're just going to get somebody that will resonate with that, but a relationship lasts based upon resonation. You're a transmission receiving station of energy. And what you believe as truths, you end up throwing that out into the universe that we all live upon, and you resonate with people of the same frequency. Give or take a little bit, but that's it. Sure, yeah, okay, if you're a good-looking person and God gifted you with that, great, then you'll resonate probably with another good-looking person. But if that person isn't good-looking on the inside, you're doomed. Doomed. I've had my hand in that many times. Been with some good-looking people, but my relationship was doomed. No resonation. Truth and belief systems didn't match up. And that leads into the law of attraction. Because everything comes to us by the most infallible law ever created. Like attracts like. Law of attraction. Law of love. And like all natural laws, it operates with mathematical exactitude. It's not going to change its ways. It's impartial and impersonal, which means it works when you want it to, or whether you don't want it to. It has nothing to do with who you are, what you're about, what your hair color is, what your beliefs are. It doesn't matter. No one lives beyond this law. Can't manipulate it. And you can't say, I don't want to partake in it. Tough. You came into this world, you're partaking in it, whether or not you like it or not. It's an irrefutable law, just like the law of gravity. Before the law of gravity was ever identified, nobody knew it existed, but everybody was still affected by it. And that's the same thing with the law of love, law of attraction. Most people are not even aware of the mechanics of how it works, but they're still affected by it. You don't need to know how the laws of physics work, or the law of gravity, or the law of electricity. Do you really know how the law of electricity works? I don't know how it really works. I know if I stick my finger in a light socket, I'm going to feel it. I know if I plug something in, I'm going to get juice. But you don't need to know how the law of electricity works to receive the benefits from it. In the law of attraction, it's kind of a little bit of a different scenario, because when you do know how it works, you become very powerful. Whether or not you realized it or not until now or last week or last year, or maybe you don't even know, but everything you experience in your life is invited by you. You invited it in through your belief systems, through what you think is the truth. There isn't any exceptions to that. Now, that may not be good news if your life's not going the way you want it to. And, you know, most people aren't happy with what they have in their lives. And they've become highly gifted people at attracting an overabundance of circumstances that they would rather not have. We've become professors at attracting the things that we really don't want. It's amazing. Like, I mean, how many times have you said, man, I didn't ask for this. God, why is this showing up in my life? Why am I having such a bad day? Well, you ordered it. The mind attracts whatever it's familiar to itself. If you're frightened, it's going to attract frightening experiences. If it's confused, you're going to get chaos. If it's abundant, it's going to get more abundance. And that could be mean a host of different things. So if really you do believe that what you think about comes about, it probably would make good sense for you to really understand the laws and become aware of your belief systems and your thought patterns. Wouldn't you agree with that? That's a pretty profound question and statement there. If you believe the law of attraction works, do you think it would make really good sense to study a little bit more, to take it more under your, you know, under your heart and what the makeup of you really is? That's why, you know, I'm huge into the personality types, the Briggs-Myers and the Enneagram, and maybe you've never heard of them before, but they're amazing personality types. I mean, similar to astrology or numerology, something to that nature. That's why people are drawn to astrology and zodiac and stuff and read about themselves. They like that kind of stuff. They don't have to think. Oh, yeah, that's me. But it's so deep, so dynamic. Now, remember, you're always right. Now, as we come into the conclusion tonight, remember, what you believe to be the truth is always going to come out of your mouth, whether or not I believe it, or your next-door neighbor, or your husband or wife or boyfriend or friend or grandfather or whatever. It's what you believe, but you got to go beyond that. The primary function of your subconscious mind, which controls over 90 to 95% of your body, is to follow the instructions of your conscious mind, the watchman at the gate. It does this by proving that whatever your conscious mind believes is true. It does it by proving it. So the subconscious mind, in other words, the job of your subconscious mind is to prove that your conscious mind is always right, what you believe is truth. It has to back it up. So if you consciously believe that you can't do something or have something or be something, the subconscious mind will believe exactly just that, and it will create the circumstances. It will find the people to prove that you are right. It will do it through attraction, through resonation, through vibrations. The subconscious mind is so amazing, but it functions, again, just like cruise control on your car. You press 55, it'll go 55. We'll go a step further. I like using the automatic pilot syndrome, automatic pilot of an airplane. I mean, you plug into those coordinates into that plane, and if it's set to go west, it's gonna go west. The only way it's not gonna go west is if you manually override it by taking the controls, and you start going south. You got a windstorm coming up and you're on automatic pilot and you got to avoid that windstorm to a certain degree. And you go around that windstorm. Well, you let your hands off the controls, that airplane picks up on that and it will end up veering you back into the path that you chose. That's what it will do. Because that's what it's programmed to do. And you're going to go back and fly whatever direction you chose. Your subconscious mind does the same exact thing. It doesn't change the reality of the world around you. It can't. That's why I always say, you can't change a tiger's stripes. Only the tiger can. You can't change people. They have to be ready for change. You either resonate with somebody or you don't. That's why relationships are tough, because the honeymoon stage, you get into the relationship, everything's gravy in the very beginning. There's really no rules at that point, but give it some time and it's not going to happen. You've got to resonate with somebody. So your subconscious mind doesn't change the reality of the world around you. It just filters the information that you present to it in order to support your truths, your belief systems, the picture that you create in your mind, that you hold in your mind all the time. That's what it's going to gear towards. If you believe, for example, if you believe that a business is bad, or that there's no opportunities for you in that kind of business that you're in, guess what your subconscious mind's going to do? It's going to ignore any new opportunities that come your way to improve your business. It will. It's only because you don't believe they're going to be happening. You don't believe there's any opportunities. What is it going to do instead? It's going to point out problems to support your truths, your belief systems, that the things are, they're just bad, and that there ain't any opportunities out there for you. Not going to happen. It has to. Has to put you right on course, on the course of failure. That's what you programmed yourself to be on. That's what you believe. Your subconscious mind cannot think on its own. It's programmed. It's only going to draw to you the things that are consistent. Think of that word, because that's really where it's at. Consistency, practice, repetition. And if you don't pay attention to it, if you don't look and stare it in the face and look beyond it, as I said earlier, then how are you even going to recognize it, that it's even there? It's only going to draw to you the things that are consistent with your deepest inner beliefs. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, if you don't know this as a truth, and you do not realize that you create your reality out of your own ideas, you're going to feel powerless to change your life towards becoming a better person. You may feel that you're a victim of people, circumstances, conditions, problems, discord, disharmony, whatever. A lot of people do. I'm a victim. And if you accept yourself as a victim or powerless, then you're going to look to something, a problem or someone else, to fulfill your desires. But when you come to the understanding that everything that you want can be created through your mind by using the right kinds of principles, which is clear thinking, being open to things, understanding your beliefs, the things you believe is truth, you're going to come to the realization that only you give yourself what you want, not anybody else. So if you're having a bad day, it's your fault. You created it. You got to flip the switch. You got to trust your creative power. In order to create what you really want, you got to analyze what you have and maybe believe that what you have is garbage. And then you got to trust the power within you, your spirit. And when you're told to trust that, when you look around yourself in this crappy jungle that we live upon, it's tough out there. That's the words we use. It's tough. It's difficult. There's a lot of people thriving out there. A lot of people doing really good. We want to become whole. We want to become authentic, whole and complete, not just have physical nice things. We want to be happy on the inside. And it's tough when you go out there and you look at everything that's going on around you. It's hard not to resonate with that if that's what you practice. Stop watching the news. Stop reading the garbage that's out there. Focus on the good things that are out there, because there are still so many amazing, beautiful things out there. And when you focus on that, you're now creating amazingness. You're now creating the side of you that is limitless, powerful, almighty, from a divine source. Now you are a divine. You are from divine. You're a divine source, just of a different degree. But you are of divine source. So speaking the truth shall set you free. What is the truth in your life? What do you need to speak to set yourself free? Are you speaking the truth that's actually holding you back? Is it keeping you in bondage? Is that your truth? It could be. Remember, the effect will always be equal to the cause. Cause and effect. Reaping and sowing. Karma. Whatever you want to call it. You can call it anything you want. You can describe it any way you want. But the reality is that your belief system, your programmed self, is the makeup of you. That's your life. That's how you react in this world that we all share. And I encourage all of you to take another look, take a close look at your life and look at the problem areas that you call problems. I call them experiences. But look at those experiences and figure out why you're having those experiences. Why? And it will always peel back the onion to something you believed when you were a kid, or something you believed when you were a teenager, or an experience that you had when you were a kid or a teenager. And again, it's all about the art of survival. You may have forgotten a lot of the reasons why you believe a lot of the things you believe. You just picked it up. You inherited it. Sometimes you did inherit it from mom and dad. You know, why did you go get a driver's license at the age of 16? Because you bought into, just like everybody else buys into, that you need a driver's license. Well, guess what? No, you don't. And you can call me crazy for saying that. Go look it up. Go research that aspect. You'll be surprised what you learn. You don't need a driver's license. But you know what? You believed that you needed a driver's license. That's the makeup of you. Need a driver's license to drive a car. No, you don't. I know that to be the truth. I've studied the laws. But when we're 16 years old, or 15 and a half, there we are, driving the car all we can, taking the driver's test, getting the driver's license. That's what disguises it. That's the makeup of you. That's the makeup of me. We came into this world and we bought into a lot of the crap that everybody else bought into. And much of the garbage that we have that has infiltrated our belief systems, it's not even true. Yet it keeps coming out of our mouth, it keeps coming into our minds, and it keeps showing up in our lives. And the only way we will be able to release these burdens from our lives, we can call it burdens because it's the opposite polarity of abundance and prosperity, because that's what we're here for. We're here for progression, ladies and gentlemen, progression. And the only way that we get to progress is when we release the crap that we hold on to that no longer serves a purpose in our life. You know, the great Charles Hanel in his book, The Master Key System, my favorite book of all time, he states in there that difficulties, disharmony, discord, negativity, the reasons why they show up in your lives is because you're either refusing to let go of what you no longer need, or you're not accepting what you do need to come into your life. It's one or the other. And it goes right into what we're talking about tonight, is truth. Your truth that comes out of your mouth or your mind and plays a part in your physical life, is it really the truth to get you to where you want to be? Or is it a comfort zone? Are you defending your life so you can be right? You got to think about these things. Well, I appreciate you joining tonight. It was a great show. I love talking about this stuff. I could go on for another hour or two, no problem, not even get winded. There's so much depth and dynamic to this topic. I appreciate you coming on tonight. Thank you so very much for joining in. 22days.com is my website. Brainbodysoul.com is my blogging website. I got a lot of good stuff in the fire going on. Expect to see some upcoming seminars soon. I'll let everybody know again when the next show is going to be, but thank you very, very much for coming in and listening tonight. I do appreciate your participation. Please take to heart what I've said, and I wish all of you a good night.